This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it Protect Her?
It's Protect Her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop there.
Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500. Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and t-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Tuesday, T-Boy Tuesday, August 15th, and today's pod is the best one yet. It is a T-Boy.
I got nothing. Can you help me?
I can help you. How about we whip up the first story?
Sure. Let's do that.
Let's hit the first story.
For our first story, Dunkin' just launched Spiked Coffee. It's a can of iced coffee that is 6% alcohol.
Yeti, Spiked Coffee has failed, but Dunkin' is still giving it a shot. Literally.
For our second story, we're looking at girl math. Girl math is the biggest new trend on TikTok.
So Jack and I want to talk about girl math, guy math, and being financially savvy.
And our third and final story is the hottest job in America right now.
Oh, what is it, Jack?
Driving a UPS delivery van.
UPS drivers are raking in $170K. That's not HR. That is marketing.
But Yetis, before we hit that wonderful mix.
Still got nothing but love what we're putting out, Jack. Wonderful mix of stories.
Nick and I have an update for you on Swiftonomics.
Swiftonomics, Yetis, the economic impact of one Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift's record-breaking concert tour is hitting Federal Reserve Bank levels of economic impact.
T. Swift is becoming a one-woman GDP.
Yetis, as you all saw on Instagram, Taylor Swift just performed 6 straight sold-out concerts in Los Angeles.
But here's what you didn't see on Instagram. That one week of concerts added $320 million to the Los Angeles economy.
$320 million on spending at hotels, on taxis, and late-night post-concert pizza splurges.
$320 million. Jack, can we sprinkle on just a little more context to this thing?
That is enough money to give every citizen of Los Angeles $80.
You get $80, and you get $80, and you get $80.
$320 million is more money than it costs to build Disneyland.
We did the math adjusted for inflation.
Yet he's $320 million. The economic impact of T-Swift's concert run just in LA.
Talk to us, Jack.
That is worth more than WeWork.
In 6 nights, Taylor Swift created more economic value than Adam Newman ever did.
Hey, Jamie, why don't you give her a credit line?
We need some tickets.
And what is driving this economic surge for Taylor Swift?
Jack, I'm so glad you asked. It appears to be happiness.
Yes, happy Swifties are happy consumers.
You want proof, besties? Jack and I whipped up some proof for you.
According to Lyft data, riders to and from Taylor Swift concerts, they tip three times more than the average lifter does.
We repeat, Swifties are paying triple the tips because they're feeling so fine out there.
You waited for 2 hours in traffic just to go two blocks.
Bud, you're seeing Taylor, so you tipped an extra $22, didn't you?
That is literally paying it for.
Taylor's version.
Taylor Swift isn't just singing about karma yetis.
No. Taylor Swift, she's financially creating it.
Let's hit our three stories.
Now we got something, Jack.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show.
For our first story, Dunkin' is trying to win with spiked iced coffee, even though other boozed coffees have failed.
Because every square is a rectangle, but not every rectangle is a square.
Jack, let's cut right to the press release here. Something boozy is brewing.
That's the headline that Dunkin's PR team led with yesterday.
Because Dunkin' just announced it's launching Dunkin' spiked iced coffees and spiked iced teas.
That's right. Darlene from Dunkin', she's replacing pumps of hazelnut with shots of Hennessy.
This guy wants two pumps, even though he can barely stand up.
Now, just to be clear, Yetis, that's not actually cognac that's going into your culotte.
That's a great point, Jack. What kind of alcohol are we talking about in these spiked drinks?
According to Dunkin's FAQ, the source of alcohol is a fermented base primarily from sugar.
That doesn't sound sketchy. Actually,
that's just like hazelnut, actually.
It sounds like an espresso martini made by Ben Affleck.
And this means that Dunkin' may be the first beverage company that owns both your morning drink and your night drink.
Yetis, we've talked before about market share, but in the beverage industry, we gotta talk about tummy share.
Dunkin' hopes to go from your morning coffee to your night pregame just before going to the club.
It's gonna own both of those, so it's increasing its tummy share.
But Yetis, in another universe, the headline to this story is this.
Dunkin' encourages you to drink alcohol in the morning.
Pouring alcohol into a coffee cup used to be a sign that you have a problem.
And now that's being celebrated by Dunkin'.
Yeah, it's a funny thing Nick and I noticed. American vices, like across the board, they've all been destigmatized.
Look at your stock portfolio. You got cannabis, gambling, alcohol. All of them used to be considered vices. They used to be considered dirty businesses.
But now on Wall Street and on Main Street, those businesses are perfectly legitimate.
They're so legitimate, they're literally investable.
10 years ago, there was no such thing as a cannabis stock and no such thing as a sports betting stock.
That did not exist.
And you also couldn't get a coffee cocktail at any grocery store served in a six-pack.
But now you can.
In many states now, it's perfectly legal to smoke weed in one hand, drink Darlene's boozed coffee in another hand, while placing a bet on the Red Sox in your third hand.
And you know what? You're not going to be the only one.
But Yetis, there's an even stranger thing we noticed about this new product launch.
And that stranger thing is our takeaway. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Dunkin'?
Every square is a rectangle, but not every rectangle is a square.
Yetis, here's the funny thing we noticed. There actually are two alcohol companies that launched spiked coffee first, and both of those coffees failed.
In 2019, Molson Coors launched hard cold brew with La Colombe Coffee Company.
And last year, PBR did the exact same thing. But here's the funny thing. Both Molson and PBR spiked coffee failed.
And yet, now a coffee company is going to try to do the same thing, but hope for a different outcome.
So here's what we're thinking. Dunkin' seems to be betting that you trust a coffee company to spike your coffee.
But you wouldn't trust a booze company to brew your coffee.
So the way they see it, the product is the same, but the producer is different. And that may be enough.
Because every square is a rectangle, but not every rectangle is a square.
For our second story, the newest TikTok financial trend is girl math.
So we need to talk about girl math, guy math, and how it's more strategic than critics realize.
Girl math isn't trending on TikTok. Girl math is thriving on TikTok.
Videos with the hashtag girlmath have been watched 40 million times so far on TikTok.
Now, Jack, can we sprinkle on a little historical context to this theme?
Girl math is a comedy bit started with a radio show in New Zealand called Fletch, Vaughn, and Haley.
Hey, Adam, can we just roll the tape on this?
Here's how they talk about buying a $1,000 handbag.
Mm. Here's the math. I'll do this for you. I have a Deadly Ponies handbag. What I've had for 5 years. So now you're at $200 a year. You're less than a dollar a day. Mine wasn't $1,000, so I'm even smaller than that.
Yeah.
So it's a tote. How many ways can you use a tote?
That's what I was just going to say.
Supermarket. Nappy bag. Supermarket.
So you're actually getting
Four bags in one. So what girl math does is it basically breaks down the cost of an item until it is justifiable.
Until it's basically free.
It's comically rationalizing the splurging that we all do in a particular way.
It's not logical, but it's absolutely relatable.
Some of it is ridiculous advice, but it's also really fun, and women and men do it.
For example, if I don't buy the 50% off item, I'm basically losing money.
Or if you buy something and then return it, you've actually made money.
But some girl math makes economic sense.
Yeah, can we whip out the whiteboard on this stuff?
If you buy a $500 handbag, but use it every day for 5 years.
You carry the two.
It is only 27 cents a day. That's how much it costs.
27 cents a day is basically free.
Now, we've all done that calculation to justify a splurge.
Even if it's fiscally ridiculous, it's universally relatable.
But before you judge girl math economics, you should also judge guy math.
Because Jack and I did a little thinking over the weekend and we realized
guy math exists too.
We're guilty of some guy math as well.
Guy math is when you justify the purchase of an expensive toy, claiming it's not for you, even though it's definitely for you.
For example, Jack, I just bought these new golf clubs because it clears my head and that is cheaper than therapy. So it's free.
I bought this incredibly fast car because it saves me time. Time is money, so this car is free.
Jack, I bought this huge grill because now we can have people over, which saves money from going to a restaurant.
No more going to Cheesecake Factory.
Ipso facto,
it's free.
Even though we all know that was not free.
Honey, it's free.
But Jack, let's jump on back to girl math, why don't we?
Hold on, I was about to buy a mountain bike for the family.
Let me guess, Jack, it's got a carbon frame, doesn't it?
Because it's lighter, it's free.
But yet, some criticize girl math for reinforcing negative stereotypes and financial irresponsibility.
But baked within girl math is stuff that even Gordon Gekko would approve of.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in girl math and guy math?
Girl math includes concepts that are crucial for the financially savvy.
Yet he's back to that Fletch, Vaughn, and Haley radio show. They often frame a purchase as a rent versus buy dilemma.
Rent versus buy. It's a fundamental financial question that shows the concepts of both a payback period and break-evens.
For example, this year, you've got four weddings. You could rent four dresses for $100 each.
Or you could buy one $400 dress and wear it four times.
Well, let's look at the economics here. The payback period on buying that dress is four weddings.
If you wear it four times, the dress has paid for itself compared to renting it.
And the break-even price on buying that dress is $400.
If you find a dress for less than $400, you're actually saving money compared to if you rented it instead.
Now, Yetis, you are not going to hear a Morgan Stanley wealth advisor preaching the morals of girl math or guy math to you.
Yeah, they might tell you to wear the dress you already have instead of buying a new one. But baked within girl math are concepts crucial for every financially savvy person. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yetis, how good is the feeling of finally getting something off your chest?
You've been wanting to say it. You've been waiting to say it.
But you bottled it up.
In Waspy, Vermont, where I grew up, we didn't talk much about our problems. We were encouraged to keep them to yourself.
Yetis, bottling up your feelings is just horrible for you because eventually it blows up with an outburst. And then while it's stewing, it makes your whole stomach feel terrible.
We encourage you to get it off your chest. And the perfect place to do that is therapy.
You will not believe how good it feels to say something that has been left unsaid, and you can practice with a therapist and then end up telling your loved ones the best way possible later on.
You don't have to tell them, but you could. It's 100% up to you. Oh, and by the way, what you tell your therapist remains completely confidential.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/T-Boy today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/T-Boy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
For our third and final story, the hottest job in the economy right now, it's driving a brown truck. For UPS.
UPS will pay drivers $170,000 a year.
$170,000 a year.
UPS shouldn't be bummed about that. UPS should brag about that.
Wear the shirt. Don't let the shirt wear you.
Yetis, last month we covered on this pod 340,000 UPS unionized workers wearing brown. They were prepared to walk off the job.
It's the summer of strikes. We got strikes everywhere, but that strike was averted for UPS.
And the threat to strike worked for those workers.
Yeah, corporate cave. They ended up adding $30 billion with the B dollars of extra compensation over a new five-year contract with UPS workers.
And UPS workers think they deserve that pay raise.
Yeah, because UPS workers were walking and working away during the darkest days of the pandemic.
And UPS's profits nearly doubled because of that hard frontline work that they did during the pandemic.
Felt like the guys in brown deserved a little piece of the pie.
But Yetis, we already knew about that big number, the $30 billion they got because of their threat to strike.
Yes, we did. But here is the new news.
Now we know how much that means for the individual worker.
Get this. The CEO of UPS said on last week's earnings call that full-time workers are going to get in their new contract how much money, Jack?
Up to $170,000.
We repeat, Yetis, in the final year of this five-year contract, a full-time UPS driver is going to get $170,000 in pay and benefits.
$170,000.
That's like investment banker money, Jack.
Your UPS delivery guy is going to show up in Oxford wingtip penny loafers.
Yeah, their new side hustle is venture capital when they're not dropping off the cardboard.
Now, not everyone is a full-time driver. Part-time employees, though, they're still going to get $25.75 an hour, plus health insurance, plus a pension.
Sit down, stand up, and just drive on down the street again, Jack.
That compensation package is way better than you'd make working at FedEx or Amazon, who have non-unionized workforces.
And that also happens to be why searches for UPS job openings have boomed since that CEO's announcement.
In the past week on the job platform Indeed, there's been a 50% jump for UPS in searches.
Brown is the new gold.
Do you want to work at Google? Do you want to work at Apple? Or do you want to work at UPS?
We'll take the unpaid internship at the fulfillment center. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at UPS?
You've got to wear the shirt. Don't let the shirt wear you.
Yetis, we've all been there. You put on that cute top that's a little outside your comfort zone.
If you let that shirt wear you, then you're in trouble. Because it's going to show that you have no confidence and people aren't going to see that in you.
What you need to do is wear that shirt. Wear it with confidence. And that is the situation UPS is in.
Because of this pay increase, the UPS CEO downgraded their profit forecast. She seemed bummed about it.
But she can't be bummed anymore. She needs to start bragging about this new development.
UPS's profit loss is actually their hiring gain. Recruiting is the new advantage that UPS has over rivals FedEx and Amazon.
Run with this, UPS. You got to do a marketing campaign featuring the workers who have delivered our Instapots in the middle of the pandemic.
And then finish with this line. At UPS, we treat our workers like we treat our packages.
And then include a picture of the paycheck.
And then ultimately, with a superior workforce, you hope that the pay increases you're giving those drivers pays off in higher productivity.
UPS, you gotta wear this $170,000 shirt.
Never let the shirt wear you.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for T-Boy Tuesday?
Dunkin' Donuts is trying to win with spiked iced coffee, even though other boost coffees have failed.
Because every square is a rectangle, and yet not every rectangle is a square.
For our second story, Girl Math. It's sweeping TikTok, giving you a crazy financial rationale to buy that thing you want.
But Girl Math is based on concepts crucial for the financially savvy.
And our third and final story is UPS. They'll be paying their truck drivers $170,000 because of the new labor contract.
UPS, you gotta wear that shirt, that Armani shirt. Don't let the shirt wear you.
But Yetis, this pod's not over yet. Here's what else you need to know today.
First, for the 10th anniversary of the Apple Watch, Apple is reportedly planning a major overhaul.
This September, it looks like we're going to see the iPhone 15 and the Apple Watch 10.
And second, the Zuck versus Elon cage match sounds like it's off. Zuck said it's time to move on.
Here's what Zuck said. If Elon ever gets serious about a real date and an official event, he knows how to reach me.
And finally, the Cheesecake Factory just reported that their outdoor dining has been dropping.
The brutal heat across this country has people asking for a booth on the inside next to the AC. And breaking news from Monday night. Donald Trump and 18 others were indicted for trying to reverse the results of the 2020 election in Georgia.
Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Juan Pablo Nunez from lovely Santa Cruz, Bolivia.
Identical twins does not run in families.
But non-identical twins do run in families.
Research has found that having non-identical fraternal twins in a mother's immediate family may double the chances of conceiving non-identical twins.
And this is because of a certain gene that predisposes some women to produce more eggs.
If you got non-identical twins in the family, your offspring are more likely to be non-identical twins.
Now that is some girl math, literally. Yetis, you look fantastic for T-Boy Tuesday. Whether you're girl mathing or guy mathing, you look wonderful over there.
You know, if you share a link to today's episode to 20 people, it'll grow the show, which will make our show better, which will enhance your experience.
And you'll listen 5 days a week, so it's 80% off.
And make the show make you feel better, so it's free.
Actually, Jack, I think you made money on that transaction.
You'd be stupid not to share a link to today's episode with everyone you know.
You can check our math, but we're pretty sure we're sure.
Yeah, it is Nick and I. We'll see you tomorrow.
And before we go, congratulations to Yetis Jason and Bridget Wang, the legendary road tripping couple who just celebrated a 4-year wedding anniversary in Sydney, Australia.
And congratulations to Alex and Stephanie. They just got engaged on their 4-year dateiversary.
Let's see some ring pics. And Ramses Gonzalez just finished his architecture exams down in lovely Philadelphia.
Congratulations to Terry O'Neill, who just published her first children's book titled When I Was Little.
And congratulations to the long-term legendary Yeti Eli Lee turning 2 years old over in Queens.
Happy 36th birthday to Daniel Wagand in Woodstock, California.
And congratulations to Mika Shell, who's turning 11 and starting fifth grade.
Happy birthday to Emily Olhausen, who's celebrating on a jet ski right now.
And James Tucker is celebrating that birthday in Willacoochee, Georgia.
Happy birthday to Karis Jochen Myers in Boulder, Colorado.
And ciao, happy birthday in Canton, Michigan.
And happy birthday to Helene Power in Newton, Massachusetts.
Literally just outside Boston.
And finally, happy birthday to Natalie Sanchez in Claremont, California.
Nowhere near Boston.
This is Jack. I own stock of Disney and Amazon, and Nick and I both own stock of Apple.
Jack, remember when you came to San Francisco and we went to that Giants game together? We had two seats, pretty good seats, man. Okay.
I do.
I bought those tickets like 4 months before you came. So when we went to the game, it kind of felt free.
Did you pay in Dogecoin?
I may as well have.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.